So as an example of our ortho paradirecting system, we're looking at the nitronium ion, NO2+, as our electrophile. The ortho paradirecting group is the methoxy group, OCH3. So this one then has got a lone pair on the oxygen, so this is an activating ortho paradirecting group. So we're now proving why this goes in the ortho para position and not the meta position. So we work the first route, meta attack, the nitro ends up in the meta position. We then start pushing electrons around the ring, showing the various resonance stabilized resonance forms, and we can see that we generate three resonance forms. When we go to the ortho or the para attack, now you only need to show one of them, so in this case here they're showing the para attack, the nitronium electrophile ends up in the para position, plus ends up here. We move that plus around the ring, but we're also able to move the plus up onto the oxygen, which generates a fourth resonance structure. So the reason for going ortho paradirecting is simply because we generate four resonance forms. The more resonance forms, the more stable that particular charged species is. So in this case, the charged species is positive, so we end up with a more stabilized rhenium cation. Now, remember, all of these mechanisms, it's a definite that you've got a question on electrophilic aromatic substitution. You've got a question on radical substitution. So in here, these are pretty much set piece questions. When it comes to EAS, it would have to be me feeling very soft to put in benzene and say bromine as the electrophile. It would be pretty unusual. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be, you've got to figure out whether it's an ortho paradirecting group already there or a metadirecting group, and then you've got to prove to me why you get the product distribution, which means you need to show me this sort of thing. The key is more resonance forms is why this thing will go down the ortho paradirecting route when we've got an ortho paradirecting substituent.